Marcos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel 3:13, and the Mishnah is wrapping up the topic of the technicalities around the administration of the lashes by the Beis Din. So here, first of all, we're going to talk about the actual, I'll call it the whip itself. So the whip, Yada Tefach, it has a handle, and the handle is at least one tefach in length. That's where the person who is doing the lashing will hold on to. V'rachba Tefach, the width of the actual whip is one tefach wide. That means the calfskin, you know, fourth ply thick whip is a full tefach in width. And this is a little confusing. Just look back in the Mishnah. The first, it says yada, meaning like its handle, is a tefach in width. And then it says rachba, the width, not of the handle, but of the whip itself, is a tefach in width. As far as the length of the whip, that's v'rosha magat al pi chreso. It is long enough that the whip itself could reach all the way to what I'll translate here is like the belly button of the fellow, meaning it's going to go over his back, over his shoulder, and down his chest, the center of his chest, all the way down to the belly button, which means that you're going to have sort of an adjustable length width whip, so that if the person's shorter, the whip can be shortened, so that it only gets down to his belly button. Umaka oso, now how do we actually do the administration of the lashes? How do we lash him? Umaka oso shlish melafanov ushte yados melachorov, which again is hard to translate really literally, but it means that when he's lashed, one third of the lashes, meaning one of every three, is melafanov in his front. So according to Bartanura and most others, we're talking about the whip kind of going over his shoulder and down between his like pectorals, like and then like on the sternum is his breastbone, down the middle of his body to the like basically to the belly button. That's the first of the third. And the second two out of the three, and each set of three, are on either shoulder, right shoulder and left shoulder, okay? Ve'eno maka oso lo omed velo yoshev, and the position of the person getting whipped, he can't be standing up straight, and he can't be sitting on a chair. Ela mute, he has to be sort of like leaning over. Remember, he was like, had his hands bound in the sort of like this post in front of him. So he has to be sort of bent over like that. This is based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says Shneamar v'hipilu hashofet, which means those words mean the I'll call him the judge, the person administering the lashes, will cause him to go down, not to fall on the ground. Here it's understood to be, but it's like to be bent over. And then the next word in the pasuk is v'hikahu, and then he will lash him. So the point is, the person is required to be bent over, and then he'll be lashed with his back kind of arched upwards. Again, based on psukim here, the actual lashing itself, as he hits him, so he should use one hand with all his strength. Now, the Gemara ends up explaining, the Rambam passing this way, that when he lifts his hands up, he's going to lift it up with two hands. When he pulls, like he in the downward motion, doing the actual whipping, that is done just with one hand, with his full strength.